So now is the opportunity to do some meditation, to calm our minds down, to bring peace to everything which is happening inside, so that we are ready to be brainwashed by the talk which follows. No, it's not brainwashed, it's been elucidated. So first of all, if you'd like to close your eyes, and with your eyes closed, bring your attention to your body. Just sitting here, preparing it for the journey of inner tranquility. And we start with just making sure that our physical posture is as good as it gets. So starting with your legs, asking your legs, how are you? Do you need to be adjusted? Is there something I can do to you, my legs, to make you more comfortable? And if there is something you can do, for goodness sake, do it. Even if it's just scratching something, moving the leg this way, that way, until that your two legs are as comfortable as can be. And once your legs have been attended to, you move your attention up to your buttocks, making sure that they are also comfortable. You can move them this way, that way, fidget them. You're focusing all your attention just on that one area of your body, your buttocks, so that they do not need to be adjusted later on. You get them right from the beginning. And once your buttocks have been adjusted, then you look at your back. This huge area of muscles and bones, making sure your back is comfortable. You can try leaning back a little bit, moving forward to the left, to the right, to find the optimum position, the best of all. Sometimes it takes a time. Give your back the time to find its best position. And when you do, leave it there. The mindfulness exercise gives you the opportunity to move, see if it's any better. If not, go back. The mindfulness and kindness bring you to the best possible position for your back today, this evening. And then put your awareness on your shoulders. These big groups of muscles on either side of the spine, which often can get stressed out. Sometimes I scrunch those muscles up, make them really tight, and then let go. Really let go. Until those muscles are more relaxed than when I began. Because when those muscles are tense, they will ache and they will spoil my meditation. So I'm aware and I'm kind until I find the optimum position for my own shoulder muscles. And then I move my attention down both my arms, around the elbows seem fine, to my hands, making sure that my hands feel comfortable. Exactly how they are positioned is not really that important, as long as they feel good. So all my awareness is now on my hands. making sure I'm adjusting them, just making sure that they're as comfortable as I possibly can make them. When they are comfortable, I can move away from them. Just little by little, every part of my body I look at, relax, adjust, be kind to them, so that my body gets into an optimum posture. Then I go back up to my shoulders and my neck. Sometimes, if anyone had their eyes open, they would have seen me just moving my head back and forth to make sure that the head on top of the neck is well balanced. Therefore, not putting too much tightness in the muscles of my neck. And inside the neck, the throat, if there's any itchiness there, allergies, I look at those allergies, focus on them, zoom in on them. Coughing if I need to. Until even the neck muscles and the throat muscles are relaxed by awareness, a little bit of moving this way and that way, a lot of kindness, I can relax the muscles in my own throat. So it feels at ease and won't be a problem during the meditation. Then I go to my face, noticing muscles around my eyes and my mouth, and learning to relax those muscles. The reason I watch those muscles is because if there is any emotion inside of my mind, they will manifest on the face. You can read a person by how they screw up their facial muscles. Now I'm aware of my own facial muscles and I relax every one of them as much as I can. So the muscles around the eyes become loose and at ease. And the muscles around my mouth also loose. So the whole face relaxes. And it feels good. There's a certain pleasure of relaxation. And I go behind my eyes, between my ears, to where my brain is supposed to be situated. They say that you cannot feel the brain, but nevertheless I imagine I can. And I imagine just taking my brain and putting it into a little bed, tucking it in, wishing it a pleasant 25 minutes of rest. Because now I don't need to think to work out solutions to problems. Now I'm going to be peaceful. And having looked at every part of my body one by one, I now look upon my body as a whole, united, one organism, relaxed as much as I can. When I do give awareness to this whole body, sitting here in my meditation posture, relaxed, piece by piece, it feels at ease. It feels pleasurable. It feels delightful. And I always look at that delight of a body which has been relaxed part by part, and let that delight grow. The pleasure of relaxation. And I notice that when I focus on that pleasure, that delight, the relaxation goes deeper. My body becomes more at ease. Tightnesses, pains vanish. Just observing, being mindful of the pleasure of a relaxed body. Just sitting here, not needing to go anywhere, not carrying anything from the past, just being in this moment, being here. Just with my body, relaxed to the max. And then I decide to move on to my mind, my emotional world, to ask myself just how relaxed am I inside? Or how busy am I? How disturbed? And I give it a number from 1 to 10. I call this my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? Or how disturbed am I? A number from 1 to 10. 1 means really peaceful. 10 means I'm quite agitated inside, quite disturbed. I give it a number. And now I ask, what do I need to do to bring that number down? To bring it closer and closer to 1. I'm being mindful of the peace of my own mind right now. What makes my mind more peaceful? Seeing how I can bring my mind to deeper peace. And soon I become aware of my breathing. Just watching my breath come in, watching my breath go out. That's all. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathing out, let go. And seeing where this goes. I'll now be quiet for a few minutes. When I start speaking again, it'll be close to the end of the meditation period. close to the end of the meditation period. How do you feel? How much peace, stillness, calm can you experience inside right now? And where did it come from? How relaxed is the body? And how did that arise? This is where we learn. We learn from our experience at the end of each meditation. What works? And how to bring this vanishing of the body and its peace to the mind. Deep, deep relaxation. I will now ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the gong. At the end of the 3rd ringing, come out from your meditation.